Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. With the Strait of Hormuz now shut, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas officials told Arunima Bharadwaj that two LNG cargo ships are on their way to India. Aiming to calm nerves, they stressed that India's crude supplies remain secure, with about 75% of imports now being routed outside the Hormuz corridor. Arunima also writes on how government officials urged people not to panic book LPG cylinders, emphasizing that the center is working to keep prices under control. Meanwhile, refiners are reworking supply logistics. Also read Arunima's third piece today on how India, which once imported around 2.5 million barrels per day through the strait, is now rerouting some of its shipments through Yanbu and Fujairah ports in Saudi Arabia and the UAE. The gas shortage is now filtering through to multiple industries. Laptop prices are set for up to 35% jump as the costs of key components, including GPU and processors, spikes. Danish Khan reports that PC shipments may contract 8% this year. Mariam Farouki writes that restaurants are only receiving 10 to 20% of their required LPG, leading to tweaked menus that require less usage of stove burners. Laundry outlets are also running at half capacity for the same reason. Bhavya Dilipkumar and Christine Matthew Philip report that cab drivers are concerned about rising fuel costs and possible supply disruptions. Even the wedding industry is facing the heat. Destination weddings in hotspots such as Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and Bahrain are being cancelled or rescheduled to India amid the war, writes Mariam Farouki. As the Hormuz Strait remains shut, the government is reopening another trade channel. Danish Khan reports that the changes to the Press Note 3 framework, which blocked investments from China, are raising hopes of new ventures between Indian manufacturers and Chinese counterparts in the electronics components industry. Priyansh Verma and Adrija Chatterjee report that industry executives are pleased with a non-ambiguous definition of beneficial owner in the note, which they say will boost investment inflows into India. Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade Secretary Amardeep Singh Bhatia told Adrija that the government is examining ways to expand sectors eligible for expedited approvals. However, Ishan Gera analyzes data to show data revival in Chinese investment is only likely to happen gradually. With markets taking a heavy hit today, the 12th day of the Iran war, with the Sensex plunging 1.72% and the Nifty slipping below the 23,900 mark, reports Jay Jagannath. Ravindra Sonavanay finds that portfolios of several ace investors, including Parash Parekh, Mukul Agrawal, Hemendra Kothari, Ashish Dhawan, Madhusudan Kela, and Ashish Kacholia, have taken a major hit in 2026 because of the war. Even so, deal-making in the sports arena continues unabated. Debashish Chakki and Swaraj Singh Dhanjal report that RPSG Group Chairman Sanjeev Goenka is exploring a sale of up to a 15% stake in his IPL franchise, Lucknow Super Giants. Goenka bought the franchise for more than 7,000 crore rupees in 2021. In another major transaction, buyout firm Carlyle Group is in advanced talks to sell its 24% stake in Airtel's data center business, Nextra Data, to AlphaWave Global, report Debashi and Swaraj. Money Control was the first to report that Carlyle was looking to exit Nextra in February 2024. And finally, India's biggest stock exchange is inching closer to the public markets. Rajesh Kumar reports that the National Stock Exchange is reviewing pitches from investment banks and law firms, with the exchange expected to finalize the names by the end of the week. The next step is filing the draft IPO documents, which will take 3 to 4 months after the hiring of bankers. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.